City crews began filling potholes along the heavily traveled Delaware S-curves Tuesday.
This is a very important one because there's a lot of blind spots there where people can't see those, so we'll make sure those get addressed.
Public Works Commissioner Steve Stepniak says crews were working overtime to fill the potholes.
This is the first meltdown we've had in how many days? Probably the first few days we've had over 40 in over a month and a half. So you're going to experience this, and that's why we put crews on overtime to catch up with this.
Stepniak says so far they've received less than 200 calls to the 311 center for potholes.
We're working the main thoroughfares and responding to 311s as well. So as all municipalities in the region, I've talked to everybody, they know this is going to be a big pothole season and we're going to be on top of it.
How much material do you go through?
Well, it varies. You know, we can go through 20 tons of material in a day if needed, and we're just going to go through as much as needed.
Reporters questioned Stepniak about a well-known spot along Main Street in Buffalo near Bailey Avenue in front of UB South Campus, where drivers have to literally dodge pothole after pothole. Stepniak expects crews to assess that situation.
Well, we've been there already this year once. What we're going to do with that is that's also on our overlay program. That's one of the areas that we're going to overlay as well.
Stepniak noted that his budget is stressed from this long winter season.
It's not. We move money around in our budget, again, because of the size of our department. We're able to support the areas where overtime is needed, but they are stretched because of the season. This is a historic month, as we all know, the coldest month in 100 and some years. So
crews are starting with the city's main thoroughfares, followed by secondaries. Cold patch is considered the best short-term solution to keep up with the potholes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.